Now, here are Don Amici and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. It is a little past midnight, and the Dickersons are just returning from a late movie. Poor husband John, who suffers from cinephobia, or a morbid dread of talkies, mainly because they interfere with his sleep, drags his weary feet up the stairs to the Dickerson apartment as the wide-awake and stimulated Blanche follows. This...
Never been so humiliated in my life. Once a year, you take me to a movie and you had to start snoring the minute you sat down.
Wasn't snoring.
Not much. You snored so loud you blew the hat off a woman five rows away.
Sleep, would you, Blanche?
Sleep? What's the matter with you, John? You're not in bed. You're walking up the stairs.
Oh, I'm dead. I should have gone right to bed after work.
I don't see why you're complaining anyway. You slept all through the picture.
What picture?
Sleep, my love.
What?
Sleep, my love.
Okay, good night, darling.
John, stop undressing in the hall.
No. How much further we got to go?
It's the next landing. Come on, get up.
Okay.
Once I'd like to be able to sit through a whole picture without having you embarrass me. I was dying to see the finish of this one. It's such an exciting mystery.
Yeah.
Now I'll never find out if a man killed a woman.
Were they married?
Certainly.
He killed her. Open the door. I can't stay awake another minute.
I didn't take a key. I left mine on the dresser. Where's your key?
I haven't got a key.
You have to. I gave you one on your last birthday.
Well, I lost it.
How could you lose a key? Don't you carry it with your valuables?
Yeah, but I had a leak in my bourbon pocket.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't stand here for the rest of the night. John, stop dozing off like that.
No.
There must be some way to open the door. Why don't you use your head?
It won't fit in the keyhole.
How can you sleep standing up? If you ever move away from that wall, you'll fall flat on your face.
I can't fall.
Why not?
I got my suspenders hooked over the light bracket.
Stop hanging there like a sack of wash. Why don't you do something, John? Why don't you call a locksmith, John?
Why don't you hire a hall, John?
John Hall.
See what you've done. You've wakened all the neighbors. Now you listen to me, John Dickerson. Pull yourself together and start thinking how we're going to get into the apartment.
I'm thinking.
You're sleeping. You get right over to that door and see if you can't break it down quietly. Go on.
Okay.
No!
What happened?
I've forgotten to hook my suspenders. Oh, my back. Get me out of here, Blanche.
There's your right. Bend your head a little. There.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's see. Wonder how strong this lock is. Well, I'll be.
It was open all the time. I don't remember leaving the door open. You must have done it.
Okay, I done it. Just let me get to bed.
Well, don't throw your things on the floor. Why don't you hang your clothes in the closet? That there is another man in the world who's as careless as you are. No wonder you have to buy a new suit every 2 months.
New suit? I've only got one measly suit to my name.
How can you say that? What about your blue suit and your gray suit and your brown suit?
That's it, on the floor.
What are you talking about?
It's the same one. I keep on painting it. I so often I look like an Easter egg when it rains.
Oh, don't be so funny.
I'm not funny. I'm sleepy. Put out the light, Blanche.
You're always crying poverty and your clothes are as new as anybody.
Sure.
You didn't throw them on the floor every night. They'd last longer.
They last long enough.
They do not. Look at your pants rolled up in a ball. How do you expect them to keep their shape?
I'll have them rebagged in the morning.
Get out of that bed and pick those things up.
Please, Blanche.
Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Oh, I won't have you turning this room into a pigsty. Oh. Your hat's on the chandelier, your shirt's on the night table, your shoes are sitting on the radio. Where are your socks?
Standing in the corner. I told you 100 times not to start the bottom.
Well, have some new soles put on your shoes. Now, come on, get out of bed and pick up your things, John. I mean it.
Okay, can't get a minute's rest. Work like a horse all day and then have to clean the house at night. Here, what do you want me to do with it?
Hang it up. Now, take all your soiled linen and put it in the laundry basket. Your shirt, too, John.
All right.
Well, don't roll up that dirty stuff in those lace curtains.
What lace curtains? These are my shorts. Now, everything is picked up. Is there anything else?
No.
Are you sure you don't want the windows washed or the closet painted? It's only 1 o'clock in the morning, right? I got nothing to do until 7.
man to help with the housework. Every husband does it. Louise Shaw is the lucky one, believe me. She's got a real husband.
Oh, sure, sure.
He has the house as clean as a tin by the time she gets home from work.
Who has?
Mel Shaw.
Mel Shaw's a bum.
But he's a neat bum. More than I can say to you.
Blanche, why don't you put out the light so I can go to sleep?
Someday you'll be more considerate of me, and then we'll get along a lot better. I'd die from surprise if you ever offered to make the bed with me or polish the furniture with me. I've been waiting for 6 years for you to mop up the floor with me.
Don't put ideas in my head.
Are you threatening me, John Pickerson?
I'm not threatening you. Didn't I dry the dishes tonight?
You cracked half of them.
Well, the oven was too hot.
Hugh, I never should have left you alone in the kitchen. I bet you didn't clean out the bread box.
I cleaned out the bread box.
Did you cover the bird cage?
Mm.
What about the cat?
Cat's sleeping.
Where?
In the bird cage.
In the bird cage? Where's the canary?
In the cat.
John Pickerson!
Oh, the canary is all right, and I took care of the cat.
Did you brush his coat?
I brushed his coat. I pressed his pants. I washed his drawers. I hung up the dryer.
Of a man's character when he doesn't like animals. I love that cat.
Well, good.
I wish he was married and had 12 kittens.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce him to some nice tabby, John?
I'll introduce him in the morning.
Say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and find the cat a wife.
Why, what do you want from me? Why don't you come to bed? You're all undressed. You got your hair in clippers. You've creamed your elbows and you've rolled your neck.
I haven't finished my face yet.
Well, finish it in the morning.
Don't be so impatient. I have to let this grease pack set for 10 minutes, otherwise it has no effect.
Grease pack?
It's a new cream and it cost me $15. Oof. It's guaranteed to make you beautiful in 5 treatments. This is my 4th.
It is, huh?
Yes.
Boy, that 5th treatment must be a pip.
Bad about you, John Dickerson. Maybe your other girlfriends don't have to use face cream.
Oh, put out the light.
I notice you never complain about Gloria Goosebeak makeup.
Now, don't start with Gloria Goosebeak.
She has to struggle out of 12 pounds of cosmetics before you can even get close to her.
I always get close to her and she never struggles. I can't stand the sight of Gloria Goosebeak and you know it.
Then why are you always making comparisons?
I didn't make any comparisons. I just want to sleep, that's all.
What a fool I am. I'd go through torture to look good for you, and you reward me with insults.
Why must you do it at night, Blanche? You know I have to get up so early.
I just wish you hadn't spent a whole day under a permanent wave machine. Or have your eyebrows done.
Why do you have to wave your eyebrows?
I don't wave my eyebrows. I have them plucked.
What for?
Because it sets off my eyes and improves the lines of my face.
Your eyes are offset enough. You've got plenty of lines in your face. You don't have to pluck your eyebrows for me.
Yes, I do.
You do not. I like them the way they are, nice and bushy.
That's a left-handed compliment if I ever heard one.
Well, I'm left-handed. Why don't you put out the lights, Blanche?
As soon as I read the paper.
Read the paper?
Go to sleep. I just want to glance through it.
Oh, I never heard of such a thing. I'm so exhausted.
I can't read with you mumbling like that.
Oh, mumbling.
How do they get away with these burlesque ads? This Cuddles Laverne's built like a truck horn.
Put away the paper, Blanche.
Just a minute. Here's the story.
I read the whole thing, every word of it. Don't you let me get some rest.
I'll bet you didn't read this. It's about a woman who recovered her voice in an airplane accident.
How much is her husband suing the company for?
Don't be so smart. Oh, here's what I was looking for. I heard about this on the radio. The Museum of Art just received Rembrandt's famous painting. Look at it.
I can't. My eyes are closed.
Well, this will open them. It's the world's greatest masterpiece. Circus Maximus. Just look at this awful savagery, John.
Where?
Here.
What are those lions doing?
Devouring innocent wives. Listen to what it says.
What?
In the 4th century, the barbarous Roman emperors indulged their bloodthirsty appetites in the cruelest sport known to mankind. Wives of villagers would be herded into an arena where ferocious and hungry lions were turned loose.
Huh.
Rembrandt's painting depicts the grinning, hideous faces of the spectators, the ravenous, yawning jaws of the lions, and the plight of the wives about to be devoured.
Shame.
Why, John, you've got tears in your eyes. I didn't think you'd be so touched.
It's awful.
Why are you so upset?
That little lion in the corner isn't getting any.